Here's Rose!
Bernadette Peters may not have been born to play Mama Rose, the mother of all stage mothers in the classic Julie Stein Stephen Sondheim musical based on the life of Gypsy Rose Lee, but she certainly grew up with the part. 9-year-old Bernadette Lazzara was a copper-haired child star when she went on the road with the second national touring company of Gypsy. She played one of the girls in a child star vaudeville troupe, along with her sister Donna. The Lazzara girls traveled with their mother, Marguerite. By the time they returned from the road, Mama Marguerite had made Bernadette Lazzara into Bernadette Peters and a blonde. Bernadette Peters eventually grew up on Broadway, winning plaudits and Tonys for her performances in George M., On the Town, Sunday in the Park with George, Into the Woods, and Annie Gets Your Gun. Now more than 40 years after Bernadette Peters played her first ingenue, she's drawing new plaudits for portraying Mama Rose in the Sam Mendes-directed production of Gypsy. Thanks very much. Oh, my gosh. We're sitting with Bernadette Peters in her dressing room at the Schubert Theater on Broadway. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Scott.
When I assume over the years who hasn't, in a sense, listened to Ethel Merman's version of Mama Rose, and then I guess there was Tyne Daly and Angela Lansbury on stage, Rosalind Russell in the movie. Do you have to forget all that before you begin your own interpretation?
I didn't have it so in my head. I actually toured with Mary McCarty in the role, and we started with Mitzi Green in the role. And I did have certain lines I would hear, you know.
Oh, the people you'd been in. Of course, your production would have been more in your head than Ethel Merman.
Yeah, that's the one that was in my head.
Yeah.
But once you start from the ground up of why this woman behaves this way, then it comes from a whole different place, just a whole different place. And it's such a richly written script that we all the actors in the play, just get deeper and deeper and deeper into it. There's just so much to mine in there.
Wherever we go, whatever we do, we're gonna go through it together. We may not go far, but sure as a star, wherever we are, it's together. Wherever I go, I know he goes. Wherever I go, I know she goes. No fits, no fights, no feuds, and no egos. Amigos, together.
To your mind, is Mama Rose a sympathetic character?
Yeah, I mean, I think she's just tortured herself, looking desperately for approval. And I think, you know, in this story, in the script, her mother leaves early on in her life, and I think that's really what drives her, is that event.
I mean, because the kind of first line of interpretation of this very famous character is that she is a woman who is so desperate to feel the rays of sunlight of the world fall on her own shoulders, and yet past the point where she can figure out a way to do that, she deprives her own two daughters of their childhoods by turning them into entertainment machines to satisfy her own cravings for success.
For her, she's justifying it by her life was wasted when she was a child. Mm-hmm. She wants to show her children more. Otherwise, what would their life be? Their life would be just get married, and she was married 3 times already. Get married and rot away somewhere in Seattle. And for in her mind, she was giving them a life, not realizing she was really giving herself a life to get out of there.
Together, wherever we go.
If you don't mind this question, to what degree do you think your interpretation may or may not reflect anything of your own mother?
Of my own mother? Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting. I never started out and said, okay, now I'm going to be doing my mother. It really came out of my own life and needs. But sometimes I bring her into it, and sometimes I understand. It's taught me a lot about who she was and why she did certain things.
Mm-hmm.
I think what drove her was that her father died when he was 40, and I think she thought she was going to die very young. She died at 69, and she was rushing around, I think, to get, you know, get her all the, as much of life she could in there. And sometimes things just, I get thoughts and new ideas of what it was all about. Every time I do the show, I pray that I'll get a new idea, and I very often I get something new, some new idea of what she was about or what I'm about. This probably is a life-changing role for me. It's such a wonderful role. I've learned so much about myself.
I'm sorry, that kind of demands a question.
Yes.
Of all you've learned about yourself, are there one or two things you'd mind sharing? I mean, to say a life-changing role, this is...
My capacity for love and my capacity for anger.
Hmm.
That comes up.
There's something playing the character of Rose...
Oh, yes.
Set off in you, yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. She's a very angry person. Disappointed. She can become very angry. It's very kind of psychological. So I think that's about it that I can think of to reveal.
I want to ask you about what critics have cited as this really very startling rendition of a very famous song, Everything's Coming Up Roses, which... As many people first heard the show performed by Ethel Merman and heard that song, kind of an anthem of show business. This is why we're all in the business. This is what we live for. There's that version.
I had a dream about you, baby. It's gonna come true, baby. They think that we're through, but baby, you.
Your version is startlingly different. It was a real clean break with that past.
Look at the new star, Herbie. She's going to be beautiful. She is beautiful. Finished. We're just beginning. And there's no stopping us this time. I had a dream about you, baby. It's gonna come true, baby. They think that we're through, but baby, you'll be swell, you'll be great. Gonna have the whole world on a plate. Starting here, starting now, honey.
Can you tell us what your thinking was?
When I was going over the music, I realized it's, to me it wasn't, I'll go out there and sing the song and we move forward and we've got to get all together and move forward. To me it was a desperation of, again, of proving herself, of being rejected. Her mother rejected her, now her daughter rejected her.
Maybe we should explain. Baby June, her daughter, has said that she wants to get out. She wants to go off on her own. She figures she can be a bigger success without her mother.
Yes,
her mother's devastated.
Yes, exactly. And so she, her mother, in a way, is abandoned again. I know there's always that child in you that just can't be. And the only way to survive is to take this child that has no talent and make her a star. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to prove again and get approval yet again. So to me, it's a very desperate song.
Well, Miss Peters, thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Scott. It's nice talking to you.
Bernadette Peters is starring in the revival of Gypsy, Schubert Theater on Broadway. The show has just been extended and runs through May 30th, 2004.
Mama is...